the effort's there. You know, the guys are working hard. You're working hard as a team, but the points don't seem to follow. How frustrating is that?
I mean, of course it's frustrating, but it feels like we're going the right way here. It was a tough road trip. It was a lot of good teams we played, but I felt we were moving the right way, and we just need to get the points.
So sort of keep on the path, and the points will follow eventually.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you keep doing the right things out there, and the way we're moving right now, everybody in the room has a good feeling. So the points will come. You just have to stay patient.
Encouragement taken from that road trip, the way you guys competed overall. Maybe the results weren't there, but just the compete level against some of those Central Division opponents.
Well, like I said, we played some tough teams, St. Louis and Colorado on the road. It's not easy games, but I felt like the effort was there and everything. It's just sad to see us not get any 2 points out of it.
Your decision not to, or we hear, have you decided that you don't want to be part of the Swedish Olympic team or considered for the Swedish Olympic team?
That's correct. I mean, the roster is not set, but I sat down with national team coach a couple of weeks ago. He came to visit me here, and it was a hard decision to make, but I decided to not play in the national team.
What were your reasons?
I just felt like I want to focus on Winnipeg here and the team, and I really pushed for playoff. I want to take that time to rest and just be healthy.
Does your injuries the past 2 years weigh into that, just that you want to stay focused on what's here and be healthy this year and have a good full season?
Yeah, I mean, last year was a tough year for me, and I feel like it's not a lie. I mean, I haven't played the playoff in 6 years, and that's really what I want to do. So that's a big reason why I said no to the national team. I want to focus on Winnipeg, and I want to rest my body and be prepared for the last run.
That had to be a tough decision, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was not an easy decision to make. I've been talking to a lot of people involved, and after seeing him a couple of weeks ago, I mean, it's been tough. But I felt like I did the right thing. If I don't feel 100% going, I mean, I wanted to make it clear to him too, and so I'm not saying that in the last second. So no, it was tough.
Did you think about it for 2 weeks, Toby, or did you tell him then that you didn't want to?
No, I've been. It's been in my head last couple of weeks. It's been a tough decision to make, but as moving on here, I hope everything is gonna be well.
Did the travel have something to do with it? What you'd face if you were to go?
Not at all. I just didn't feel 100%. I want to focus on Winnipeg and the playoff. It was a tough decision, but it's moving on here. I think it's get that out of my head and then move on with Winnipeg. It's going to be good.
Was it made tougher by the fact that some people have picked Sweden to win the gold medal?
No, not at all. I mean, this is a decision. I've been talking to a lot of people, my family and everything, and I mean, it's not easy, and I didn't really feel 100% going, and that's when I decided to say no.
First month of the season's in the books. How would you assess it for the Jets?
It feels good. I'm really. It feels like the team is moving the right way every game we go here, and I mean, we're in a tough division, and we're facing a lot of good teams, but we have a good team here, and good things going.
Thanks, Toby.